Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the fourth chapter of Galatians. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. So, what is a child? You say, maybe your child worth. That seems like a hard question to answer. Don't be discouraged. The U.S. government has come through and provided us with the information we need. According to the Agriculture Department's new report, Expenditures on Children and Family, a child who was born in 2013 will cost middle-income parents somewhere around $245,000. If we factor in inflation, the dollar amount jumps to $304,480. If you want to lower that amount, the report says there are some things you can do. First, you can move from the expensive city and live in a rural area. Second, you can have a lot of children. When there are a lot of kids, the family can save because those little ones share rooms and the family can provide for their needs by purchasing things in larger quantities. Of course, no matter what we do, making sure a child is safe, secure, well-educated, and well-fed is an expensive proposition. Still, the price we pay to raise our children and grandchildren is nothing compared to the price our Heavenly Father paid so he might adopt us into the family of faith. Indeed, the price he paid is too great to be measured in dollars and cents. So we might be forgiven of our sins and be given hope for this life and bliss for the next, our Father sent his Son into this world. Here Jesus lived among us and for us. He fulfilled the commandments which we had broken. He resisted the seductions of Satan, and he carried our sins to Calvary's cross. There, on a rough-hewn gibbet, Jesus died our death and signed our adoption papers with his blood. Now, by the Holy Spirit's ministrations, we are called by the gospel and brought to forgiving faith in our Redeemer. Now, because of what Jesus has done, we are redeemed and given a new and healthy lease on eternal life. The completed story of humanity's adoption is the story that you, your church, your synod, and Lutheran Hour Ministries has been entrusted to share with a lost and dying world. It is our privilege and our duty to let the spiritual orphans around us know Jesus has come to redeem those who were under the law, so they, by faith, may be adopted. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks that you are willing to send your Son to pay the price for my adoption. Now may the spiritual orphans who still live in the world see the greatness of your grace and be brought to faith. This I ask in the Savior's name. Amen.